foot.
Hey! Can't you see where you're going?
What do you mean? Of course I can see. It's your fault. You shouldn't be riding your scooter too fast.
Uh-huh. What's wrong with both of you? Why are you arguing? Arguing is not good. Brother Numan, are you okay? Did you get hurt?
No, thanks to Allah, I'm fine. I didn't get hurt.
Brother Fizan, is everything okay? Why were you riding the scooter so fast?
Well, Brother Ghulam Rasool, I was playing, and by mistake, my ball hit Uncle Babu's car. He became furious. I even apologized to him, but he told me off and rushed towards me. So to escape from him, I got to my scooter and drove it very fast.
That's not really good. Brother Fizan, you shouldn't have been playing in the street anyways. And then you should have listened to Uncle as well. You see, because of riding your scooter fast, you also bumped in Brother Numan, and he also got hurt. Now you should apologize to Brother Numan.
Why should I apologize? I didn't do this deliberately.
Oh, Brother Fizan, even if it's not your fault, there's still no harm in apologizing. In fact, it is a wonderful thing. Please apologize to Brother Numan.
Okay then, I'm sorry.
Brother Fizan, I forgive you.
Let's go, Brother Fizan. Let me drop you home.
Sure. Okay.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, what was that? You took Brother Numan's side and made me apologize to him as well. That wasn't fair.
Brother Fizan, why are you getting upset? Apologizing is a good thing. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been nice if Brother Numan stayed upset.
Yes, it's all my fault.
Brother Fizan!
My ball!
Watch out! Be careful!
My foot!
Brother Fizan, what happened to you today? Today, you hurt yourself and caused yourself harm.
I caused harm to myself?
Yes, Brother Fizan. You hurt yourself and caused yourself harm. Now look, when you were riding the scooter really fast, you bumped into Brother Numan. And Brother Numan also got hurt. You also had to apologize to him. And you shut the door really hard, because of which your glass broke. And also your balls. And you injured your leg because of falling down.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Brother Fizan, Islam teaches us to observe patience. Our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam has stated that if you do not be angry, then paradise is for you.
I was actually very angry today. But Brother Ghulam Rasool, you are really good. You did not get angry at me at all. Rather, you explained me very nicely.
Brother Fizan, you see, anger ruins everything. Just think for a second. You are the one who suffered because of being angry.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, you are actually right. I shouldn't have done so. I shouldn't have been angry. Now, I'm going to apologize to Brother Numan and Uncle Babu from the depth of my heart for what I did. And I will try my very best to avoid anger and create patience and tolerance inside me. Insha'Allah.
Dear children, whenever you become angry, make a habit to recite A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Or make the habit of reciting La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Insha'Allah. With the blessings of this, your anger will be removed and go away. And instead of fighting and creating a scene, make the habit of being patient and protect yourself from the harms of anger.